Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Pole Vaulting. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Pole Vaulting. The pole vault is a fun sport. It takes skill and practice to be good at pole vaulting. Athletes use a long pole to help them jump over a high bar. Let's see how it's done. First, the athlete runs down the track holding the pole. They run fast because they need speed to get over the bar. When they reach the end of the track, they plant the pole in a box. Next, the athlete pushes off the ground and lifts themselves into the air. Chalk helps them grip the pole and hang on tight as they go up. The pole bends and then straightens, which helps the athlete go even higher. At the top of the jump, the athlete lets go of the pole and swings their legs over the bar. They try not to bump into the bar because if it falls, the jump does not count. It takes a lot of practice to get this just right. Finally, the athlete lands on a soft mat and comes to a halt. They might laugh and feel proud if they make it over the bar. Athletes talk to their coach about how they can get better. Pole vaulting is hard work, but it's fun too. People love to watch pole vaulting because it's so exciting. Athletes train hard to make their jump the best it can be. The pole vault is a sport that takes strength, speed, and courage. Now let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Pole vaulting. The pole vault is a fun sport. It takes skill and practice to be good at pole vaulting. Athletes use a long pole to help them jump over a high bar. Let's see how it's done. First, the athlete runs down the track holding the pole. They run fast because they need speed to get over the bar. When they reach the end of the track, they plant the pole in a box. Next, the athlete pushes off the ground and lifts themselves into the air. Chalk helps them grip the pole and hang on tight as they go up. The pole bends and then straightens, which helps the athlete go even higher. At the top of the jump, the athlete lets go of the pole and swings their legs over the bar. They try not to bump into the bar because if it falls, the jump does not count. It takes a lot of practice to get this just right. Finally, the athlete lands on a soft mat and comes to a halt. They might laugh and feel proud if they make it over the bar. Athletes talk to their coach about how they can get better. Pole vaulting is hard work, but it's fun too. People love to watch pole vaulting because it's so exciting. Athletes train hard to make their jump the best it can be. The pole vault is a sport that takes strength, speed, and courage. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Pole vaulting. The pole vault is a fun sport. It takes skill and practice to be good at pole vaulting. Athletes use a long pole to help them jump over a high bar. Let's see how it's done. First, the athlete runs down the track holding the pole. They run fast because they need speed to get over the bar. When they reach the end of the track, they plant the pole in a box. Next, the athlete pushes off the ground and lifts themselves into the air. Chalk helps them grip the pole and hang on tight as they go up. The pole bends and then straightens, which helps the athlete go even higher. At the top of the jump, the athlete lets go of the pole and swings their legs over the bar. They try not to bump into the bar because if it falls, the jump does not count. It takes a lot of practice to get this just right. Finally, the athlete lands on a soft mat and comes to a halt. they might laugh and feel proud if they make it over the bar. Athletes talk to their coach about how they can get better. Pole vaulting is hard work, but it's fun too. People love to watch pole vaulting because it's so exciting. Athletes train hard to make their jump the best it can be. The pole vault is a sport that takes strength, speed, and courage. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.